Clouds rise from the darkness, both yellow and gold. Amber trees lie on the lake, bringing in pure gold light. Mountains arise out of the shadows like figures in a lonely space. Nature's awakening surrounds the empty world. This is the view of Sanford Robinson Gifford's Morning in the Adirondacks. Made in 1876 with oil on canvas, Morning in the Adirondacks was painted by Robinson Gifford at the age of 44 in New York. This landscape painting is based off the Adirondacks, a mountain range in the northeast U.S., where Gifford grew up. This mountain range was a very influential piece to Gifford's life, where he could go and be taken in by nature's beauty. His art illustrates this with the emerging mountains and charming reds and yellows coming away from the clouds. This painting seems very charming and exquisite until your eyes venture to the southwest corner of the painting, where you can see a house on a lake. House that seems innocent, alone, remote, but if you take a closer look, you can see where the trees surrounding the house suddenly stop, and all that are left are steps. Everything past the house has vanished, no longer to be seen, dead in the empty world, vanished, gone forever. This vital aspect of the scene has been taken away, never to be seen again. But why is it gone? Why has it disappeared? What does the artist mean by the sudden stop in the scene? Why have the trees vanished? What force has destroyed and devastated this gorgeous aspect of nature? The answer may be many things. Heat, cold, rain, snow, wind, or even nature itself. But none of these things can really justify what has been done to this landscape. The devastation lies in the hands of two separate, very similar forces. Two forces responsible for not only the destruction of this landscape, but thousands of others around the world. Two forces harmless when separate, but deadly when joined. The two forces include time and man. Man alone cannot go anywhere or do anything. Time, independent, has no driving physical force, but combined, these two forces create something unimaginably strong. Something that cannot go unnoticed. This painting shows the impact of man and time on nature, and how it is progressively getting worse. If we do not do anything and ignore what this painting is showing us, then what will this painting be in the near future? More importantly, what will this world become in the future if we continue to ignore this tremendous problem?